Hey, can we talk for a moment? Yes, I have class right now, but you don't, right? Good. Can we go somewhere more private? My room is empty since my roommate went away last weekend, so. Okay, let's go. Okay, here's good. What? No. I don't need you to lie to a teacher for me again. But come on, you have to admit that the time that I got a mouse into the catfolk dorms was hilarious. They were all scrambling for it and climbing over the walls and everything. And one of them broke a window by accident and almost falls down from the. Guess you had to be there. What's with my hair? What do you mean it's pink? Nothing. That's not what I need help with. I mean, it's related to it, but. Do you remember last semester when they taught us about the minor orders of magic? Because we're supposed to familiarize with our options, and so we could specialize on a specific field of wizardry on the third year. Well, And at the time I told you I'd taken cryomancy because I wanted to be like Elsa from Frozen. What I kept for myself is I also signed up for aromancy. Yes, silly, that's sex magic. Don't laugh. This is serious. So during the course, they told us about a couple of things. Nothing really that exciting. Turns out sexual pleasure can work as fuel for spells and the sustenance of various extraplanar creatures. Sexual fluids can be used as ingredients of various potions. Anyway, so at one point, the teacher mentioned a spell called the Azure Flower. It's a curse you can cast upon yourself or others, and it's supposed to bloom the cravings and desires of the soul and flesh. So essentially, it makes you really horny. They also told us not to use it because it was forbidden. But you know me, right? If something is forbidden, it means it's worth doing. I did it last night. I found the spell in a book and got the ingredients. You need distilled water, mashed purple orchid pollen, tears of a sexually frustrated girl, fire dust from the ashes of a phoenix nest. No, it's better if you don't ask where I got all this from. The casting itself was relatively easy. At first, I thought it hadn't worked because I didn't feel any different after saying the words. I thought of trying again, but maybe cursing myself twice wasn't the best of ideas. But when I went to sleep, it was as if I had been watching porn for hours and all the horniness of it had been unleashed on my mind at the same time. I've never, ever been so turned on. My head was filled with images. It was subtle at first, but they quickly became clearer in my mind's eye. Rock-hard dicks. Trenching pussies, bodies making love, fucking, sucking, moaning, coming. My nipples got hard. My breathing was deep, and my heart was racing in my chest. My skin felt so hot, it burned. I needed a dick so bad, that is all I could think of. My hand reached down for my pussy on its own, and I realized I was so wet I had drenched the sheets. I masturbated so hard and wet, you cannot even imagine. I came 3 times before I fell asleep. And when I woke up this morning, You must be wondering why I'm telling you this. Well, there's a trick to this spell. I've consulted the Pleasure Grimoire, and it turns out anyone whose desire is enhanced by the Azure Flower will transform into a succubus in 69 hours, unless they satiate their lust with an orgasm from a loving mate. That's why the spell was forbidden. Guess I should have read the small letter. Why you? You're my bestie. You've gotten me out of trouble before, and to be honest, you are probably the only one in this school I completely trust. Yes, I've had sex with other boys before, but that was nothing. Like, we did stuff, but I can't just go back to them and say, hey, remember when you did my homework so I would give you a blowjob in the maintenance closet? Well, I'm turning into a sex demon monster and I need you to fuck me senseless or I'll suck the souls out of everyone in this school. They would think I was crazy. And I don't have much time before I actually start to lose my mind for real. Besides, haven't you ever considered this? Like us, together. Not romantically, just a kiss or more. Maybe I have. You know, all those times I've been told not to wear indecent clothing, but I kept dressing like this anyway. Maybe it wasn't just to piss you off or piss off the teachers. Maybe it was just for you. You think I don't notice when you stare at my ass from behind? Or when you glance at my tits while you think I'm looking away? Don't worry, babe. That's what I wanted. I wanted you to get hard when you saw me. I wanted you to dream about me. I wanted you to jerk off thinking about me. Did you ever do it? No. Don't answer. I know you have. Oh, God. If my hair has changed color already, it means at this point my curse has caused my saliva to work as an aphrodisiac. Maybe you wanna have a taste? Just to see what happens. Yes, I knew you want me. Oh, yes. Yes, let me touch you. God, I've never felt a boy get so hard for me. Oh, touch my thighs. See how wet they are. I'm leaking so much that it's running down my legs. This is how much I crave your dick. Fuck, I need to get out of these clothes. There. See my body? Look at your woman. Don't you want to fuck her? Yeah, oh, goddess, your fingers. Fuck yes. Rub my clit. Faster, faster. Ah, aha, aha. Fuck. Get them in. Get them now. In. Oh, fuck. Yes, get them in there deeper. Fuck, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Fuck, oh, fuck, you do it so good. Oh, I wet your fingers so much, they just slide in like nothing. Holy fucking shit. Right there. Fuck. Stop, stop. I can't take this anymore. I need you in me or I'll go crazy. I need you to fuck me. Here, pin me against the wall. What? Why'd you stop? It doesn't feel right. Babe, look at me. Look me in the eye. This was not an accident. This was meant to be. Do you know who I was thinking of when I fingered myself last night like the horny bitch that I am? I was thinking of you and your throbbing hard cock breaking me in half. I screamed your name as I came, every time. Did you hear me, dear? It took all my willpower to not walk into your room in the middle of the night and fuck you against the wall like a bitch in heat, just like now. I had to use my wand as a dildo this morning to keep the lust at bay, but it came back. I needed you. I always have, ever since we were 14 and I touched myself and came for the first time. At the dark corner of my cum-slut brain, I always wanted this. And you as well. I could see it in your eyes. So grab that dick and split me up. Yes. Right there, baby. Fuck. 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 Yes. Fuck. Deeper, deeper. I want you inside me deeper. Fuck, I can feel it all the way in. Oh, God. Oh, this is better than I ever imagined. Oh, keep looking at me. Fuck yeah. Yes. Yes, don't you dare stop for anything. Ignore that. Ignore whatever you're hearing. Fuck me instead. Ugh, I should have cursed myself a long time ago. Look at me. Look at me, baby. I want to see your eyes while you fuck me. Grab me by my hair. Make me your slut. Fuck. 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 Oh, I'm getting close. You too? Oh, come inside me, baby. It's the only way. I need your seed inside me. Holy shit. That was... My hair is back to normal? That means it worked. Well, that was close. Don't look at me like that. You know you enjoyed me going all crazy with you. Besides, now that we're past the friend zone level, we can do it anytime we want. What? No. I didn't curse myself just to get you to fuck me. I just felt so alone. And a girl has her needs, right? I have to go back to class in a while, but can we cuddle until then? Maybe have a bit more fun? Good.